Flan, he can actually see me. He has a camera and he's watching. So hi, Flan. He's recording this concert, and I bet you're wondering if you could ever have a copy of this concert to take home with you. Well, the answer is, I'll bet you can. The concerts are all recorded for the Augusta Archives. Selections from each concert are included in a sampler tape, and I would be very surprised if large portions of tonight's concert weren't included in the sampler tape for week five. There will be five tapes from this summer: Old Time, Irish, Swingin' Blues, The Dance Week, and this week with vocal music, bluegrass, Cajun, and including tonight's concert. The sampler tapes will be available sometime during the next few months. There is a sign-up sheet on the counter where you were, where the Augusta tapes and all the records and tapes were for sale. You can sign up if you'd like to be notified or would like to order in advance the sampler tape. Some of you managed to sneak past our security guards with your cameras and recorders. It is against the policy here at Augusta to flash cameras or to record these concerts. So if you did manage to somehow get past the people at the door with your cameras and recorders, we would ask you to cooperate with our policy and not take shots or photography or record these concerts. A gentleman named William Paulson is here, and he left something of value at the Augusta store this afternoon at the City Park. So William, if you're here downstairs in the Augusta office, you can claim your belonging. Check with Sheila Rice after the concert this evening. There will be a survivor's party for those of you on the Augusta staff who feel that you have survived the 5 weeks, and the information will be in the dining hall tomorrow. And how about that sound crew? You're probably wondering how this concert could get any better. Now, I'm not sure it can, but I guarantee you it certainly is not going to go downhill one bit. I've actually been looking forward to this next set of music all summer. I like all kinds of music, but I have a special love for traditional old-time mountain music. And it's only a few times in your life that you meet an individual as warm, friendly, articulate, and talented as this next artist. He's from Braxton County. Asked him how old he was, and he wouldn't say, but he said he was older than his teeth. So. And honest. Did I say honest? He's an honest fellow, too. He's last year received the prestigious National Heritage Award Fellowship for his lifetime of achievement in the traditional arts. We have a recording of his on the Augusta Heritage label and another one that will be coming out soon. And he will introduce his accompanist with you, but let's make him welcome. This is Melvin Wine.
Thank you. I've got money coming to me from over there where the festival was this evening. There's a dozen people sitting on my chair, and I'm charging them $25 a set. I think this is a little high. Good to be here. Good to be alive. This is a bunch I got a playing with me. Kevin and Ron and Jerry Bird. We're going to play for you the Jack and Dimas. This is an old tune my dad used to play, and that's the name he called it, so I'm holding on to that name. ¶¶
It was just
now,
about.
We start with a spin and stop with a skid. It's awful.
It's just about a month ago that the whole bottom kind of dropped out of the rhythm section of old time music in West Virginia with the untimely death of our good friend Tom King. But Tom had a lot of friends who still play old time music, and we're kind of picking up the pieces, and the music never dies, so we're trying to keep the old time music going, and we'll kind of dedicate our set of tunes here to Tom's memory.
And I'd like to say that there's a lady here that's taken up right where he left off, and she's going to be a good hand. Kate. She's here somewhere.
I think we're going to do Patty on the Turnpike.
Now, if these shoes are too loud on you, I'll pull them off.
I don't know what he had for supper tonight. But I think Melvin and Ron have cooked up a spooky old tune here called The Rainy Day. It's one of the tunes we worked on with the classes in Melvin's class this week. They're going to do it just on the fiddle and the banjo.
What happened? I was over in Fort Townsend and we played Rainy Day. And there's a guy, there's several at our place playing, and one guy started home. And he come right back in. I said, what happened? I thought you went home. He said, well, it just pouring the rain down. So we'll pray rain today, maybe it'll rain tomorrow anyhow.
We're going to try an old-time country waltz here that Melvin's been playing a lot lately. This is called The Old Rusty Mill.
Now, this was showing on Channel 5 for I don't know how long. It's a commercial from Charleston or Beckley or somewhere. But anyhow, it's a good old song. Thank you. again and again.
How about the round towns you built?
Yeah. This is an old song coming from way back to years before. This is one my dad plays a lot. Round Town Jubilee. I think she's got a crank on her leg. She's a good worker. She comes up to my place sometimes, and she washes dishes, she mops the floor, anything is needed done, she's right in there. She's a good worker.
We've got one last tune to do here, and this is one we also worked on with the classes this week, and this is the Wilson Clog, one of Melvin's old tunes. Thank you.
was kind of glad to get rid of that bunch anyhow. We had a good class all week, and it's been a great pleasure to be here and play and have a class like we had. I was in about four classes this week, and it was good with all of them. So I'm going to play one, "I'd Rather Be an Old-Time Christian as Anything I Know." I like this one.
Melvin Wine. The next event that Augusta is going to be putting on for the public will be in October. We have an October Old Time Week. For a whole week, people come and study old time music with different fiddle, banjo, and guitar players. And on the weekend of October 22nd to 24th, I believe are the dates, is the fourth annual Fiddler's Reunion, and Melvin Wine will be back, Wilson Douglas, Woody Simmons, and a number of the master artists in West Virginia that we're so proud of. So if you enjoy that kind of music, I hope you consider coming back in October for our Fiddler's Reunion. Now they got a long set change, and I don't have any slides to show tonight, so I'm forced, kicking and screaming, to impose a musical number on you. Trying to make the transition here from some fine Appalachian mountain music to some very high energy Cajun music, and so I've thumbed through my repertoire and found just the right piece for you here. This was written by the former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis, whom you might have heard sing "You Are My Sunshine" and a number of other pieces. I saw him on television not long back. He was 93 years young about a year ago, and still out there singing "You Are My Sunshine," a song I'm sure he's sung many times. But this is a song he wrote about the state of Louisiana called "Where the Old Red River Flows." Well, I'm dreaming night of Dixie, cotton fields and whippoorwills, where I spent my happy childhood among the rocks and among the rills. I can hear my dear old mammy as around the place she goes, to my home in Louisiana, where the old Red River flows. Hi-yay-ho-lo. You can hear those lovers croon soft and low, and twilight every evening so soft and low. So where the old Red River flows. Well, the lights are bright on Broadway, they're shining just like day, to the beach at Coney Island, where the glitter makes it gay. Well, I'm heading
south now, though, on the icy when she goes to my home in Louisiana, where the old Red River flows. Hidey, ho-lo, you can hear those lovers crooning soft and low, and twilight every evening, so soft and low. So low. To my home in Louisiana, where the old Red River flows.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I first met Steve Riley about 3 years ago, I believe. He was at a similar camp to this in New York, and he was at the elbow of a master musician named Dewey Balfa. And Steve was tagging along with him, playing fiddle and accordion right next to Dewey every time I saw the two of them together all week long. So he is a young musician who has studied with the master. Dewey Balfa was perhaps the best known and most respected Cajun musician that we know of. And now Steve Riley has his own band, and they're one of the featured artists here this week. You may have noticed that Cajun music and Cajun culture have been a focus for Augusta this week, and we've been awfully proud to have a lot of great Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco musicians and dancers here this week, and I think this is an excellent way to cap off a great week, a great concert, and a great summer. Let's bring out Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys.
It's been a real hot, steamy week. So we're gonna play a hot, steamy song for you called The Flames of Hell.
Dans le Grenadier, Grenadier.
Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for staying till the end of the week, till the last concert. It's been a really long week, but it's been great in so many ways. I mean, I don't think there's many of us who went to bed earlier than 5 in the morning every night over here. So we're all in the same boat here tonight.
After singing that last song, I don't know if I have any energy left. I'd like to do a song for you that that I wrote, I guess, about 6 or 8 months after Mr. Dewey died. And it reminds me of Augusta a lot because I named it after one of his terms that he always used when he taught here, and one of his analogies of the way he understood music. And he didn't have any fancy terms, and a lot of times when he'd get up at Augusta in front of people, he knew they knew music real well and they were educated in music, but he was confident enough in his own analogies and his own terms that he could teach real well. So we call this the corner post. And if you want to ever find out what that means, you have to take my class.
A lot. Peter's going to read you his fiddle now, and we're going to do some fiddle sticks and some stuff that Dewey used to do.
You know, the first time I came to Augusta was 9 years ago when I was 15, and that was the first time I'd ever been outside of Louisiana playing music, and it was the second time I'd played with Mr. Dewey. And this place represents a lot to me. I mean, we come back every year, and there's just so many things you feel here, so many great people you meet, and the people here at Augusta are like family to us now, and this is the first year I get to come with the Mamou Playboys, and it's really good to have them here. And what we're about to do, I'm really glad we're playing this gig this way. I mean, we've been playing dances all week and really pounding it out, and we thought that the concert would be more appropriately done this way. And the song we're gonna do now is something Mr. Dewey used to like to do a whole lot, and it's called Fiddlesticks. We hope you like it. These fiddlesticks are invisible. They'll show up any minute.
That's way cool.
Mon vieux homme est plus le même depuis tes gants. Ça semble juste comme une place abandonnée. J'suis juste comme un prisonnier qui a perdu son espoir de jamais où est-ce que trace du temps à guetter l'almanach jour à jour. À jongler si jamais je vais de moi. T'en venir d'un petit chemin proche, toi tu sors. Thank you.
après vivre dans l'enfer aujourd'hui. À jamais, si jamais je vais te voir, on pourrait vivre dans le paradis de notre vie. Moi et toi aussi, quand on a notre vieux monde.